And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And the news for today, well, bad news. If you travel Highway 26, Caltrans is signaling that extensive damage to a section of the highway will force a longer closure than first thought. Back on February 14th, several sections of the highway were closed down during the rains that brought trees down on the highway and a total of 12 rock slides. Crews were able to clear most of those blockages during the storm, except for one. A fairly significant slide near the South Fork of the McCollamy River Bridge caused significant damage, forcing the closure east of Glencoe between Deerdorf and Woodhouse Mine Roads. After further inspection, the destruction was worse than first believed. That extensive damage is forcing a longer shutdown of the span. Caltrans reported yesterday that they're looking at about 2 to 3 weeks for the full closure while repairs are being done on an emergency basis. And after that, they'll try to have one-way traffic control while the repairs are finished, and that could take weeks, if not months. A total of $2.4 million has been budgeted for emergency repairs, but that figure could climb depending on the scope of work that's needed to make the roadway safe for future public travel.
And the commercial cannabis cultivation climate could be changing in Calaveras County. Following a lengthy study session this week, majority of the Calaveras Board of Supervisors voiced support for regulating commercial cannabis cultivation in Calaveras County. Now, after hearing from multiple county department heads and fire districts for a recap on the successes and failures of the 2016 Urgency Ordinance, the board instructed Planning Director Peter Maurer to return with a list of refined questions for another study session on how to proceed with drafting a new ordinance. District 4 Supervisor Dennis Mills was in opposition. District 1 Supervisor Gary Tuffinelli absent. Now, topics of discussion included rezoning grow sites on unclassified parcels, minimum operation size allowing indoor, outdoor, and or mixed light, dwelling and residence requirements, permitting, transferability of a business, and whether to follow state regulations, and if so, which aspects. Now, as also discussed, the county would have to take a more diligent approach in regulating cannabis than they did in the past. If the county moves forward, a formal ordinance would likely not be completed in time for this year's grow season. It could take until July to be adopted.
And we've just received word that the fire call in Ione has been canceled. We had reported just before the 7 o'clock news, a residential structure fire, Vista Court, Ione. Engines were rolling. That has now been canceled. Well, Calaveras County fire crews rolled to a reported house fire in Sheep Ranch around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. When firefighters arrived on the scene, Main and El Dorado Street home, smoke was coming from underneath the single-family residence, which, by the way, was under construction. Crews were released about an hour and a half later. There was no word on damage to the house or what sparked that fire. The incident is under investigation.
Well, fire crews on the El Dorado National Forest have resumed burning hundreds of vegetation debris piles left over from forest thinning projects to reduce hazardous fuel and prepare for reforestation. The Amador Ranger District will be burning along 88 in the vicinity of Ham Station Restaurant, also in the area burned by the 2004 Power Fire south of 88. Additional info and maps of prescribed burn locations can be found online at the El Dorado National Forest website at fs.usda.gov/eldorado. Look for the prescribed burn program link on the right side of the page.
And for the third year in a row, the Argonaut boys varsity basketball team has won the right to play in the Division 5 San Joaquin Section Championship game with a 49-46 nail-biter victory over the third-seeded Sacramento Adventist last night. The second-seeded Mustangs will face the first seed, Brookside Christian, Saturday at noon at Golden One Center in Sacramento. The Argonaut girls, also the second seed in the Division 5 girls bracket, face first seed Mariposa in the championship game on Saturday at 10 o'clock. You can follow the action from Golden One Arena live with Frank Halverson and Chris Lucky right here on KVGC and around the world, kvgcradio.com. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.